One time somebody asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus answered by telling a story and asking another question. And this is the story. A man was traveling from the big city of Jerusalem to the town of Jericho. And as he walked along the road on this journey, he came to a place, a stretch of the road, which was empty and deserted and kind of wild. And right then, in that empty, deserted part of the road, some robbers appeared, and they attacked the man and beat him up and took his clothes and his money and left him lying by the side of the road, very badly injured, and disappeared. A while later, a very distinguished and well-respected and highly regarded individual came along the road and saw the wounded man lying there and kept on walking. And a little while after that, another very well-respected and highly regarded individual came along the road and noticed the wounded man and did not stop to help. Finally, a while later, someone came along the road who most people usually tried to avoid. He was part of a group of people that was generally thought to be ignorant and unimportant. He was a Samaritan. When he saw this wounded man lying by the side of the road, his heart went out to the man, and he stopped, and he bathed and cleaned the wounds. He tore up strips of cloth and made bandages. He lifted the man onto his donkey and took him on to the nearest place where there were people and houses, and he found an inn where travelers could stay. He tucked the man in bed. He brought him soup to eat and water to drink. And in the morning, he said to the innkeeper, he gave him 2 silver coins, and he said, "Please continue to take good care of this guest. If it costs more money than what I'm giving you right now, put it on my bill, and I'll pay you when I come back." And then Jesus asked his question, "Who do you think was a neighbor to the man who'd been robbed and beaten and wounded and was lying there by the side of the road?" And when the listener said, "The one who helped was the neighbor, the one who showed kindness, the one who acted mercifully," Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." We're going to join hands now to pray a prayer together. Find somebody's hand to hold here. Let's stretch out Angelina, Rolf, and Stanley. Can you guys find somebody's hand to hold? Good. Okay. Gracious God, we thank you for all those in this world who do reach out in kindness and care and concern to those who are suffering. We thank you for our neighbors who increase our joy in good times and who comfort and encourage us in hard times. Thank you for breaking down barriers so that we might recognize our common humanity. Help us always to follow your guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And there you go to Sunday school. Have a good time.